Thank you, Madam Chair. I will now read a brief summary report on the roundtables which were being held during the World Summit on Food Security. Your Excellencies, Ministers, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, the first roundtable of the summit was held on the afternoon of Monday, 16th of November, with the title Minimizing the Negative Impact of the Food, Economic and Financial Crisis on World Food Security. The roundtable discussed the specific needs of different segments of society during a food security crisis, with a special reference to smallholder farmers. And the roundtable discussed how to respond to those needs. The roundtable was co-chaired by the Honorable Beverly J. Oda, Minister for International Cooperation of Canada, and His Excellency Said Al-Masri, Minister of Agriculture of the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan. The second roundtable of the summit was held on the morning of Tuesday, 17th of November, with the title Implementation of the Reform of Global Governance of Food Security. The roundtable took stock of ongoing initiatives to reform the system of global governance in support of country-led food security strategies that have been launched over the 2 years and identified priority areas for action. This roundtable was co-chaired by His Excellency Guilherme Cassel, the Minister of Rural Development of Brazil, and the European Commissioner for Agriculture and Rural Development, Marianne Fischer-Bohl. The third roundtable of the summit was held in the afternoon of Tuesday, the 17th of November, with the title Climate Change, Adaptation and Mitigation, Challenges for Agriculture and Food Security. This roundtable discussed current and future challenges in various regions of the world with respect to adaptation and mitigation for agriculture and food security. The Honorable Sheikh Hasima Wayed, Prime Minister of the People's Republic of Bangladesh, delivered a keynote statement and initially chaired the meeting. The roundtable was co-chaired by Honorable Tony Burke, Minister for Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry of Australia, the Honorable Mattia Kaudri, Minister for Agriculture of Bangladesh. And the fourth roundtable of the summit was held this morning with the title Measures to Enhance Global Food Security, Rural Development, Smallholder Farmers, and Trade Considerations. This roundtable explored agricultural and trade policies that could support the maintenance and growth of agricultural productive capacity and enhance livelihoods and rural development in both developed and developing countries. Her Excellency Luisa Diaz Diogo, Prime Minister of the Republic of Mozambique, delivered a keynote statement. The roundtable was co-chaired by Her Excellency Tina Chomat-Peterson, Minister for Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries of the Republic of South Africa, and the European Commissioner for Development, Karel de Gucht. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, short secretariat reports are being prepared for each of these roundtables and will be placed on the website of the World Summit on Food Security. Ladies and gentlemen, in conclusion, I wish to thank the Prime Ministers of Bangladesh and Mozambique, the co-chairs, the panelists, and all participants of the roundtables for their valuable contributions which make these roundtables successful. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.